Maybe I'll even think ahead and actually record.
Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast.
Wouldn't that be something?
And then we can just start right away rather than, keep doing all this nonsense. But anyway, so welcome. I am Nicholas. I'm joined by part owner of the Packers, Justin.
One and oh, baby.
And I'm joined by desperately upset that he's missing Masked Singer, Jeremy.
Yeah, what the hell? I need to know.
All right. Well,
What is
today
that? I
we
heard their 10th season of that show.
and I yeah, but I assume that means they're running like two or three seasons a year now. Because
Like
I
the first season and two, I was kind of interested in it, and now I'm just like, go away.
I feel that about most reality shows, but
They
whatever.
jumped the shark when they when Kermit the Frog was underneath one of those.
Wait, what?
Didn't
Yeah,
that happen? They
it
opened, they
did. It was
lifted
like
it
it
up.
was like a snail in a top hat or something. It was Kermit the Frog.
So they had a puppet inside of a puppet?
Yeah, puppet
That's
inside a
weird.
costume, and the guy was singing in a. I don't even know if he was singing in a Kermit the Frog voice.
Who would have ever guessed that?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that some sort of like singularity event where like the universe collapses,
Right.
putting a puppet inside of a puppet?
We were never meant to do that.
Was it a puppet in a puppet, or is it just it's a puppet in a costume?
Oh.
I don't know if it's you consider it another puppet. You're
I
just in a
don't know.
costume.
I have never watched any of The Masked Singer. I think you're Correct me if I'm wrong, Jeremy, but I think Justin's the only one that's ever watched an episode, let alone.
That's accurate. Two
Okay.
seasons.
Two. Yeah, okay.
I was like, this is intriguing, and now I'm just like, this is dumb.
Yeah. But obviously, we're in much better moods. I mean, the football season has kicked off, so that's great.
About time. Real football, not preseason.
It's really nice. I've seen the University of Memphis go 2-0, which is good. The Packers lost. I mean, the Packers won, so that's really good. Badgers, I don't know what happened yesterday, but they didn't get off to a great start. But
And they pulled an Amanda Heard.
oh,
Jeez.
They shit the bed.
Amber Heard, by the way,
That
just to.
sure. Close
Whatever.
Just so we don't just to stop the angry emails and
enough.
letters that will
They go to
come
you,
pouring.
not me.
I know, but still, just I know I don't I know the there's tons and scores of letters and comments that we get. I just want to put a stop to that before we. But I feel like this week we should get in and really honor the honor the state of Wisconsin. I've kind of become an adopted member of Wisconsin. I've lived here now better part of 18 years because I moved here in 05. So, I mean, I know there was a little couple years in there that I moved out to California for a little while, back out to Virginia. But I mean, I guess I permanently moved here in 08, but I was here for like two and a half years in 05, left for almost a year, came back. So you guys have both born and raised here.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm guessing born and raised, like not, you don't live too far away from where you were born at this point for either of you either, right?
Not too far.
Close enough.
And
I mean, it's within like 45 minutes.
it's really only been since we've started the podcast that Justin's even left the state. Now, granted, most of that was in version one of the podcast.
Was it? Yeah, it'd have to be.
Yeah. You had already gone to like Ohio and stuff by the end of it.
Because
Our first season.
I think you went to Hawaii in the in version one.
I might have went to DC. I went to DC first.
And you went to DC. So like you, But you don't really travel out of the state very often. I know, Jeremy, you go to Illinois quite often, but I don't know if you travel out of the state at
I've been
all.
places.
Yeah, I say, I feel like
I've
you've
been
done more.
everywhere in this your land.
I know you've done more. I know you've done more traveling than Justin has, but you guys.
Maybe not at this point.
Well, okay.
How many
And
states have you been to? Let's like break it down right now and
oh
halt
God.
everything.
Okay, all right. Are we
Nicholas,
starting?
are you
I meant,
counting?
okay, I'm supposed to count? All right, because I'm at 46.
Oh, wow.
No,
Yeah.
40. No, 40. Yeah, 46. I got four more to go. All right, anyway.
All right.
All right, so
Are we counting states we've driven through?
I mean, have you stopped in that state to do
like
anything?
to take a piss
I
Like,
would
or see like a Walmart?
I mean, I
You know
always
what?
try to count.
I'll count them. You stopped in there.
I try to count states that I've stopped in and had like a meal or a snack. I've done more than
Or
just like
a leak.
driven through it. I've actually spent a couple of minutes there anyway.
Okay. I won't count some then.
Well,
But I
I
stayed
mean,
overnight in Ohio, so I'll count that still.
okay, all right. So, all right, we're starting with Jeremy in Ohio.
Ohio, Illinois, Florida, California, Vegas. I mean, Nevada, South Carolina, Connecticut, and then the rest were kind of just like states that I've passed through. And I think that's it, actually. I'm sure there's been more. Jersey, Virginia. That's it.
All right, so
I
we're at
was anyone
nine.
counting that?
We're at
Okay.
nine.
Did you
Okay.
count as Wisconsin too?
Okay, 10. I
All
forgot to
right.
count Wisconsin. All
We're counting Wisconsin. All
Yeah,
right,
I
I
mean, I
got.
guess I should count Wisconsin since you.
Yeah. All right. I've got Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio. I just barely drove through Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, Tennessee, Texas, Hawaii. And I briefly passed through Kentucky. The only thing I did there was take a leak.
I gotta add five more.
Okay. All right, so we were at 10, so you're at 15, Justin, you're at 13. So both
So
of
I
you are
thought Iowa.
okay. All right, so 14.
And I think that might be it.
I forgot Kentucky, Tennessee, Minnesota, and Michigan. And
And something
why did
else.
I have a five? I don't remember
So
why.
we might be at 14
Okay,
apiece.
14. Give me
Okay,
four
four.
more.
I still have
Can I
Alaska.
count? Can I count DC?
DC is not a state. It's a territory.
Should be.
No, it shouldn't be. And there's a whole political reason for that. We're not a political show, so moving on.
We could be.
No,
No, thanks.
thank you. All right, so I've not been to Alaska, Hawaii, Washington, and Oregon. Those are the only four. I've done everything else.
We should do a live pop culture roulette in Alaska.
That would be fun.
All right.
So let's talk about Wisconsin and the history of Wisconsin on TV.
All
So
right.
we're gonna start with fictional towns in Wisconsin because heaven forbid TV bother to actually put real towns. We're
That's
gonna
because
start.
they can't pronounce them.
Well, that's I've lived here for long enough. I still can't pronounce half of them. All right, so I'm gonna say the number of episodes and the amount of seasons, the name, what kind of show it is, when it ran, and then the name of the town, and then we'll probably move on. Most of these are gonna be real fast.
I'd
Yes.
say, can we turn this into a game where we can guess the show, maybe?
Okay, all right. Well, we can
Let's
try to.
we like
We
games.
do
We like
like
games.
games. Okay, so I won't name the show. I'll give you all the relevant information, and then you can try to.
Yeah.
I'm.
Quickly try to guess the show.
Quickly try to guess the show. All right, we're going to start animated. It
Okay.
ran for 40 episodes, four seasons from 02 to 08. It was in the town of Plainsville, Wisconsin. It was on Nickelodeon.
Ooh, Jeremy, you should get this.
Oh,
Do you
four
want
to.
a brief like sentence description of the show or
Yeah, sure.
okay. Rudy to I gotta read my own writing. Yeah, Rudy Tabooty discovers a magic bowl of chalk that allows him to go into the name of the show, an
Got
alternate
it.
dimension where his drawings come to life.
Nope. I don't remember the name of this show, but I know what it is.
It would be like, Chalk Zone.
Chalk Zone it is. All right. Set in the fictional town of Plainsville, nice. Wisconsin. All right. Any discussion we want to have on the show, or do we want to move on?
Was it based off, on Plainfield, where the serial killer came from?
I mean, it's Wisconsin. It's Wisconsin, so there's probably a good chance that a serial killer did come from there. So,
yeah,
I remembered it a little bit. Like, I didn't think it was a terrible show. Don't remember too much with it. It'd be cool to be able to have your drawings come to life.
I remember none of it. Like, a lot of these, I'm like, I had never even heard of. I assume there's going to be several of them that we're going to be like, what? Like that? Well, that was a thing. All right. Next show then. This one might get a little more. It was 34 episodes, 3 years, animated show as well, ran from 95 to 98, in the fictional town of Cedar Knoll, Wisconsin, and was a fictionalized retelling of a certain comedian's childhood.
Life with Louie.
Oh, there we go.
Good one. Good one.
Justin's 2-0 so far.
Good Life show, with Justin.
It's a teamwork here. We're 2-0.
I didn't realize that came out in 95. Like, I thought that was earlier. So apparently in high school, I was watching a lot of animated shows still, but I watched that show. I remember liking it.
Louis Anderson, isn't he from, I thought he was from Minnesota.
Which is the weird part about it.
Yeah.
So he
knows Wisconsin's better.
He was from a part of Minnesota. And then when they were like, oh, let's make an animated show about your childhood growing up, we'll set it in Wisconsin. You know, the bitter rival of the state you grew up in.
Yeah, it's odd.
Shots fired.
I remember that show being kind of funny, like enjoyable, like, you know, because like Louis Anderson didn't try to like kid up his voice, like he did like his own voice still, like as a kid, like it was amusing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember liking it.
All right, this one only ran for 13 episodes, and I'm not even sure all 13 episodes got on TV. So one season. Was a live-action show. It was in 2003. Was in the fictional town of Waterford Falls because...
All right.
It was almost a real town if they had just left Falls off, but, you know...
It's Waterford, just north of Waterford.
Just north.
That's real small, unincorporated.
Do you want to know the actors in it, or should I just do the description?
Just description. Description.
Okay. Newspaper columnist becomes a TV commentator and moves to middle of America to get in touch with the people.
This is animated?
No, this is live action.
Okay.
Newspaper columnist.
Yes.
I don't know.
What was that show about? There's so many people in a pizza place.
No.
Two guys, a girl in a pizza
place. No, not that one. Norm MacDonald was the star. It also had Fred Willard and Garrett Dillahunt in it.
Oh, man. And it only made it 13 episodes?
Yeah, and again, not entirely sure because I didn't write that down. If all 13 episodes actually aired,
I'm just gonna take a stab because I don't even know what the show's about, but it sounds right to me in the moment. Caroline in the City,
no,
in the small town, it's a spinoff. Caroline in the small town of Waterford Falls.
Caroline's ex-husband.
No, this would be A Minute with Stan Hooper.
A Minute with Stan Hooper.
Yes.
He all was right. Oh, it's about a dude who's the journalist.
Yeah, Stan Hooper was the journalist.
Okay.
It was Norm MacDonald. It was funny, it was ridiculous. I do remember watching it and really liking it, but I love Norm MacDonald.
Who doesn't?
But I also get that there's a lot of people who didn't necessarily get Norm MacDonald's humor or appreciate it the way that, you know, they should have. Because he had a very dry, weird sense of humor. But, all right. Now, this one, I really am going to assume that none of you are going to get this one. It ran for 59 episodes. It was syndicated, so it didn't really have a season, per se. Live action. Ran from 90 to 91 in the fictional town of Derby. Was produced by Second City, the Chicago improv troupe, and it was about a group of people who decided to do their own talk show out of their garage.
Sounds like Wayne's World.
It would have been in the era of Wayne's World, yes.
I don't know.
it was called My Talk Show.
Okay.
All and right. Because the Second City people did it, and the Second City, are you either of you aware of Second City?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Some of the best Saturday Night Live people ever have come out of Second City. I was trying to find that show because I figured, like, even like bad 90s, even, you know, early 90s, like, the humor could still be pretty funny, but I can't find anything other than just people talking about, like, yep, it existed.
That was a real thing.
It was a real thing. It was apparently kind of popular enough to run for 59 episodes, but, you know.
Damn.
All right, then. So this one ran for 89 episodes, four seasons, was live action from 92 to 96, was set in Rome, Wisconsin, but not either of the actual two Rome, Wisconsins that there are.
All right.
It was very popular at the time. Was somewhat racy for being on prime time. It's kind of a soap opera show. Won 14 Emmys. It was about a sheriff who was like in the town of Rome, but it was, like I said, not either of the. There are two Rome, Wisconsins, and they didn't set it in either one of them. Had Tom Skerritt, Lauren Holly, Costas Mandalore, Holly Marie Combs, Don Cheadle in one of his first acting roles, Marley Matlin, Ray Walston, My Favorite Martian guy, Fivish Finkel. Like I said, it was kind of a primetime soap opera where, you know, it was a kind of a crazy town where weird stuff always happened. The sheriff was the only one who seemed to have. I think the big thing was, like, the mayor went to prison every year or died every year. So, like, he was always in charge.
And it was about, it's about a sheriff.
Sheriff and his family, yeah.
Ooh, I had nothing. Tales of the Badge.
Tales of the Badge. Tales. That's good.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay, Picket Fences.
All right.
If you say so.
Well, like I said, I figured that some of these might be a little, because 92 to 96 is definitely, you know, before either one of you are watching that kind of show on TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This one, I think, is going to be really easy for you to get. 200 episodes, 8 years, live action, ran from 99 to 06. Was in the fictional town of Point Place.
Mm. Now we're talking.
I don't think I have to give you a description of this one. I think immediately you both already know what this one is.
Hello, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that 70s show.
That 70s show. Man, I love that show. That was maybe that subconsciously that show like, you know, sank in. When I was finishing up college and moving, I moved to Florida for a couple of years, but like I still watched it. Like subconsciously, I was like, that's why I want to move to Wisconsin. Like, that, you know, I can hang out with Hyde.
Oh,
don't do that.
Okay, that's not the right one. I meant to say,
Topher Grace.
Topher Grace. Topher Grace. Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mila Kunis.
That's not a subject I really want to get too far into, but
it is ironic though that the Wisconsin Places episode happens to be coinciding with that.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, that was not a planned thing. In fact, I almost dropped the whole episode because of it, but
it is what it is.
Because we're going to get to a couple other shows here in a little bit but I feel like that 70s show is like kind of like required Wisconsin viewing, right? Like you cross the door, you move in and they're like, here's your welcome to Wisconsin kit. Here's a couple seasons of Happy Days, Laverne Shirley, and that 70s show.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh.
You know,
did you guys ever get around to watching the 90s one on Netflix?
I did. I enjoyed it.
Me too.
I hope it gets a second season.
Yeah.
With the lack of Netflix, I never got around to it.
Speaking of that 90s show, well, you already brought it up. So that was the next one. It's got 10 episodes in one season. They've announced the second season, but there's no movement on it with the writer's strike of when or if that's actually happening. That 80s show, which was a spinoff of That 70s Show, not in Wisconsin. They moved it entirely, and I had to really research as to how it was actually related to That 70s Show. And I think who was the guy who's on that? Glenn Howerton, right? He was the one who was in that. I think he was supposed to be like Eric's like cousin or like second cousin. Like it was like barely, like they barely made a mention of it once, just to be like, it's a spinoff. But like, yeah, it was. You can't find that one anywhere either, and I think with good reason. You know, it was not good. All right, this one is going to be interesting. It's ran for 2,500 plus episodes.
Holy shit!
It's been on the air since it's live action. It's been on the air since 1973. It's set in the fictional town of Genoa City. Again, not the real Genoa City. Live action soap opera. So what do we got here?
So Young and the Restless.
Oh,
good one.
Did not know you would actually get that one. Because
Justin's a closet soap fan.
Yep, that's it.
I
my mom watching Days of Our Lives and Young and the Restless and MASH.
Jeremy, you posted that thing on Facebook a couple weeks ago or a month or so ago, when the thing that inspired this whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Young and the Restless was set in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I didn't either.
That's, I mean,
I did.
I also don't know why they didn't just call it Lake Geneva instead of Genoa City, because that's apparently where it's supposed to be. Like Lake, you know, because all the fancy rich people live in Lake Geneva, but you know,
not Genoa City.
Whoa, that's a dumb. Sorry, Genoa City.
Yeah,
you have a nice park.
This one I found at the last minute as I was writing it up. I doubt either one of you are going to get it. Ran for 9 episodes, one season, live action from 1978, in the fictional town of Eastfield. Joe Namath was a basketball coach.
What?
Because
that's weird.
Yeah, when you hire Joe Namath to be the actor in your show, well, first off, that should tell you something. Secondly, basketball? Really? Like,
yeah.
Oh man,
good choice, guys.
Yeah, Broadway Joe plays basketball.
Oddly enough, not the name of the show. Waverly Wonders. Waverly Wonders was the show I was looking for.
Mm.
All right. Wow. Okay. And,
it's a precursor to The Wizards of Waverly Place.
Possibly. all right. This one, again, we're now sitting in territory that I'm guessing that none of us would. We're looking at a soap opera from 1954 to 1996 and 1962 in the fictional town of New Hope. Was a radio soap opera before. It was a radio soap opera starting in 1948. It ran for quite a while. I mean, it ran for 8 years on TV. Going to test your Wisconsin TV knowledge, you know, what kind of history they taught you in class.
Not a lot.
it was a soap opera called The Brighter Day.
You didn't even let us guess. That was going to be my guess.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
All right, this one, maybe you will get. I don't know. All right, it ran for 10 episodes.
Come on, Jeremy. We got this.
10 episodes, one season. It was a live-action show in 2016 in the fictional town of Stillwater, Wisconsin. It was a summer camp horror series set in the 80s.
What? That sounds awesome.
It does, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
When did you say it came out?
2016.
2016. That was a rough year for me. I don't remember much about what was happening on TV or in reality.
But wasn't 2016, wasn't that before Stranger Things?
It was like right at the same time. I think it was before. I don't know if they came out at the end of 2016 or the start of 2017. But
yeah, because when I saw the description, I'm like, I feel like this show must have been predated some of the the Stranger Things and a couple other things that kind of became popular by setting a show back in the 80s, you know?
Yeah. Stranger Things was 7/15/2016.
Oh, okay. So they came out around the same time then. All right.
We're going.
Any?
I'm going with Camp Nowhere.
No, that was the first Jessica Alba movie, right? Christopher Lloyd.
No, yeah, Christopher
Yeah.
Lloyd.
Okay. Yeah. That was. No, I was looking for Dead of Summer. Dead of Summer. Here's a show that will interest you until I tell you about it. It was 13 episodes, one season, live action from 87 to 88, set in the fictional Bass Women's Prison.
Okay.
It was a sitcom set in a women's prison.
A sitcom set in a prison.
Yes.
In a women's prison in the late 80s.
Yes. I think like there was a couple famous women who were in it. Like I think CCH Pounder was one of them. Like, yeah, it sounded like the description of the show was like, how would you make a sitcom out of that? Because like,
Yeah.
I mean,
where's the humor?
right. I mean, but they found a way to make Hogan's Heroes work. So why not? Let's give it a shot with women's prison. You know,
Yeah,
let's.
what kind of hijinks can they get into today?
I don't know. But anyway, does anyone want to take a guess? Think simple here.
Simple.
It was a sitcom set in about women's prison.
Frauds behind bars.
You're not
Nice.
too,
Nice.
you're not far off.
Jailbait.
Oh, you got further off. The show is literally called Women in Prison.
Creative.
Yeah. All right. This one was 52 52 episodes, three
52
seasons.
seasons.
52. Well, I mean, now we're talking about Young and Restless again. 52 episodes, three seasons. It was animated, run from 64 to 67 in the fictional town of Foggy Bog. It was made by the people who did Rocky and Bullwinkle. In fact, I think it was somewhat involved with the Rocky and Bullwinkle show. It was about a frog that lived in Foggy Bog.
The Foggy
Okay.
Bog Frog. Oh God, I don't know.
Okay, I was looking for Hoppity Hopper. Hoppity
Oh
Hopper was
my
the name.
God.
Hoppity Hopper.
Okay. All right, then, for the last of the fictional towns, 52 episodes, the animated show was an anime. It was actually from Japan, set in the fictional town of Brailsford Junction. A show about the problems of having a raccoon as a pet, was actually blamed for all of the raccoons currently living in Japan because raccoons are not native to Japan, but now they have a raccoon problem countrywide. And they're blaming this show from the year that I did not write it down. Sometime in the 70s. 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
And it's about something with raccoons?
It's about raccoons. It's an anime show about a raccoon.
I'll say Super Tanuki Man.
Bandit Burritos.
Well, I mean, you were on the right track there, but it was called Rascal the Raccoon.
Jeremy, you were on the right track.
I think you are much closer.
All right. So that's all I have for the fictional ones. Now, some of these shows are, I put them on the list because as I was going through the entry, the various different articles that I was reading in the Wikipedia articles, they kept saying, oh, this is from here. But I'll give you an example. I'll give you the first one that I don't necessarily think should count, but it kept appearing on the list. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which ran for 7 years and 136 episodes from 2013 to 2020, had several episodes set in Milwaukee, but not obviously the whole thing.
Did they actually say Milwaukee in the show?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Like they had part of like the first season was in Milwaukee. Like it was just, so there's a couple shows on the live action here where like some episodes were in Wisconsin, but
sure.
Not. So I didn't know how to, so that's just an example, but we'll go with one of the most interesting. Oh no, that's the next one. Oh, we'll go back to the first one here. 1956, ran for 8 episodes, set in Madison, was part of the Mickey Mouse Club, where Annette Funicello and somebody named Sammy Ogg learned about farming.
Oh my God.
What?
They learned about farming?
In Madison?
It only lasts 6 episodes?
8 episodes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's better. I don't know. You guessed, Justin.
I was going to say Mary Moo Cow.
Oh, no. Adventures in Dairyland. Adventures in Dairyland.
We're not doing so good, Jeremy. We're getting a lot more wrong than we're getting right here.
This for me, this is one of the strangest, maybe not the strangest show on the list, but one of the strangest setups for a show, which is probably why it only ran for 18 episodes in 1 year. It was a live-action show from 07 to 08. It was on CW about a Muslim teen who gets adopted or foreign exchange student with a Christian family. Wikipedia said it was Chippewa Falls, but Milwaukee Journey Sentinel said it was Madera, which would have made it fictional. So it was very, you know, I had multiple articles saying Chippewa Falls, and then a couple saying it was not. So anyway,
Jeremy, do you know this? You look like you got.
No,
an answer.
I don't. I have. I do have an answer, but I don't know if I should say it. my guess for this, I think it was called The Scary Switch. But who is it scary for? I don't know who it's scary for.
I mean, probably the Muslim teen living in the middle America, Wisconsin. I mean,
I would guess it's probably terrifying.
That would be the terrifying.
Culture shock.
Culture shock alone. Any guesses, Justin? You wanna, okay, all right. We're going to go with Aliens in America.
Oh, okay.
Oh. But that it just seems like such, like what meeting, like the Joe Namath one is weird, but you're like, we got to get Joe Namath on TV and we're going to, you know, like we have the show about a basketball coach. All right, cool. Let's make him the. But this one, you're like, I know, let's make a sitcom about a Muslim teen living with some Christians in Wisconsin.
That's.
Is it going to be like a CW, like hour-long drama, like a teen-centered drama? Like, you know, we'll deal with the issues? No. 30-minute sitcom.
30-minute sitcom. Yep, perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Done. Wrap. Put it on the air. This is another one that the articles disagreed with them. Quite handily disagreed with them, each other. 17 episodes, 1 season, live action, 90-91. The Journal Sentinel said it was set in the Dells. Wikipedia said it was set in Kenosha. So
vastly different areas.
A TV reporter quits his job after his wife dies to reconnect with his kids. Robert Urich was in it, Jeffrey Tambor, Carol Kane, and Johnny Galecki in an early TV role for Johnny Galecki. Any guesses as to. So apparently there's also a lot of Wisconsin-based shows where they're like, this guy quit his job to go do this other thing and become this other thing.
The Rick Moranis story.
The Rick Moranis story?
I don't think he had quit his job as being an actor in 1991, though.
I don't know. Quit his job as a newspaper?
Yeah, quit his. He was a TV reporter. I think he did get a job as a newspaper reporter, like. But I didn't
I'm going to call it The Scoop.
Okay.
The Scoop. Well, it's not the show that I was actually thinking of, but I just say like the Midwest hero.
American Dreamer. American Dreamer.
Okay.
Midwest hero. Sounds like a good sandwich.
Yeah.
All right. 8 episodes, 1 season, live action, 95, set in Madison. Based on the very popular radio show Car Talk, with George Wendt in it, where him and his brother hosted a popular radio show. Like the Car Talk was a really popular NPR show for a long time. Might still be. I just haven't listened to NPR in years. Ever since I discovered podcasts, kind of gave up on NPR. But like I said, George Wendt was in it. So he went from Cheers to this.
And it's based on the popular show Car Talk.
Yes.
I'm going to just go with Car Talk.
George Wendt was in it. Hint, hint. George Wendt was in it.
I don't know how that
car
helps.
Talk, car talk with George Wendt.
Well, George Wendt presents Car Talk, the adaptation.
Wendt's wheels.
You went too far, but you were headed in the right direction. It was just called the George Wendt Show.
Ah, okay.
All right, and then I mean, I feel like I've already kind of given the next couple away. 200
easy victories.
255 episodes, 11 years, live action, 74 to 84, set in Milwaukee. The Fonz, Richie Cunningham, required Wisconsin viewing.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Happy days.
Happy days. All right. I know that, I mean, that show is one of the more popular shows that's probably ever been on TV. It gave us the phrase jumping the shark. Like, we don't have that phrase without Happy Days. I don't know if a lot of people know that. I mean, both of you know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of course. Give us some credit.
I was giving you credit, but I just wanted to make sure.
You know so that, there, don't you?
For our listeners, there was an episode where Fonzie jumped a shark. He was out water skiing. In Lake Michigan, I guess. I don't. Or were they on vacation? I don't know. Anyway, he water skied and jumped over a shark. And most people say, like, that's the point where, like, Happy Days like went from being a great show to kind of downhill, which is why we have that phrase. I can't honestly say I've watched a lot of Happy Days. I know I've watched it, but I mean, we have so much important stuff that came out of that show. I mean, Ron Howard,
mm-hmm.
Henry Winkler.
I mean, the sheer amount of spinoffs. Which leads me to the next one. 178 episodes, 8 years, live action, 76 to 83, also set in Milwaukee. About two women working at a beer factory and had a crazy neighbor.
Justin, you can take this one.
I'm trying to think of the name of it now. Is it Laverne and Shirley?
It is Laverne and Shirley.
I'm like, that's their names, but is that the actual name of the show?
Yes. To think about, like, Happy Days give us Ron Howard, which is he's one of the biggest directors of all time. And then Laverne and Shirley gave us, oh, wow.
Penny Marshall.
Yes, Penny Marshall. Wow, I can't believe I completely blanked on her name. But Penny Marshall, who is one of the better directors. I mean, she's directed some pretty monster movies. I mean, Big, A League of Their Own, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, two people who went on to
become. Can we blame both of those two for Tom Hanks?
Yes.
Okay.
But is Tom Hanks a problem?
No.
I was going to say, because if you're blaming them, it sounds like you're blaming them for Tom Hanks.
How dare you?
How dare you give us Tom Hanks? He's an American treasure.
One of the greatest actors of all time. How dare you? But yeah, it's so weird that, like, two of the biggest things to come out of the two big shows in Milwaukee were big-time directors.
Yeah.
Now, other than the Bronze Fonz, like, and them being set in Milwaukee, did they film anything in Wisconsin that you're aware of?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I don't know how I would know this information.
I don't know. I just figured that maybe there was, like, some sort of, like, Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Joni Loves Chachi, Mork and Mindy, like, you know, class in high school.
I mean, I took a pop culture class, but it was general pop culture.
I took a Wisconsin history class that I worked in Old World Wisconsin for.
Yeah, that's cool. I took a Tennessee history class in, like, middle school, because that's where I went to, you know, middle school. That would have been really weird. I'd been living in Atlanta. They're like, you want to take Tennessee history? Sure. Why? But by the time I got to high school, like, they didn't do, like, a Georgia history class or, like, an Atlanta history class. I'm kind of jealous that you had a pop culture class in high school.
It was pretty awesome. We basically just watched movies.
Who taught that class?
Phillips.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
I don't think they were there when I was there.
Yeah, it was cool. Right. And we got to go on field trips, too.
To the movies?
We went to, like, one of those movie theaters that was, like, the big dome thing.
IMAX.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the field trip that my German class took us on a field trip to see Schindler's List. That was the movie I got to go see.
Oh
Or,
God.
yeah.
That's
We're gonna
downer.
go show you this massively depressing, really well made, but massively depressing movie.
Yikes.
Yeah.
But not a lot we want to talk about those two shows, even though we've
Well,
called them required Wisconsin viewing.
I don't know. I mean, they're
As we didn't view them often enough to know much about them.
I used to watch them a lot when they were on Nick at Night when I was a kid, and things were starting to wrap up. I remember seeing a lot of Happy Days on Nick at Night.
I remember more
But
Three's Company, but that's not Wisconsin related. I'm Nick at Night.
For Labor Day, whatever the channel that I leave the TV on for the bird when we leave the house, because birds get crazy if you don't like leave noise. So what is Antenna TV, I think, did a Three's Company marathon. And like I was sitting here, I turned the TV on and I was trying to finish up something I was working on. I just wanted noise. And they started, and I think they ran like every episode of Three's Company like in order, because like they definitely started the marathon with the pilot, which was weird. One
I
of these
wonder.
days, we should talk about 70s TV and like the idea that bras were optional.
I mean, they still are today.
But all right. Anyway, back to Wisconsin. Enough of this California
Yeah,
talk with John
the more the
Ritter.
merrier. I mean, whatever, the less the merrier.
All right. All right. This one was in Stevens Point. It was 2013 to 2017, 80 episodes, 4 years. Live action. It was a Disney show, so I don't really know a lot about it. Had Dove Cameron as one of the Liv or Maddie, or maybe both, I don't know. I don't know much about it, and I'm not sure that I should.
Okay. Probably,
All right. Is there a description that we can go over?
Something I think, all right, I had to read about it, so don't come after me. Don't send Chris Hansen after me, because I've never watched an episode.
Okay.
Something about like one of the either Liv or Maddie is an actress who like stops, or like her show gets canceled, so she moves back to Wisconsin to like just be a normal person, but like she's still kind of famous. I think basketball was involved somehow, but
I'll just say the sticks.
now, I believe I actually said the name of the show already.
Oh, did you?
So,
Oh, okay.
you want to take a guess, Justin?
I don't know.
Oh, Liv and Maddie.
Oh, I thought it was like a spin-off of Liv and Maddie.
No, apparently it was actually
Okay.
Liv and Maddie. Yeah,
Okay,
I
okay.
didn't. I wasn't quite sure if either one of you would know about it either, because.
No, I never heard of that show. Ever.
Okay. Oh yeah. This is probably the weirdest of all of the setups for a show. 9 episodes, 1 season, live action, 1988, set in Racine. A wacky sitcom about a wife leaving her husband, and he because she like took a self-help class and she just left. And he now has to raise his daughter on his own. Bryan Cranston starred as the wacky uncle.
What?
What?
Yeah, because again, when I think sitcom, that's what I guess at least this one wasn't the wife dying, but
Right.
still.
When was this?
1988.
Oh.
Oh, God.
So Bryan Cranston went from this show to Seinfeld.
And it's the wife leave for the self-help class.
So she watched a self-help video or took a class, or I don't know, she just was like, I'm out, and left, and like now the father had to raise the daughter, and all sorts of wacky hijinks ensue.
I'll self-help me.
I'll say Midwest Hero again.
Self-help me, probably a better title than Raising Miranda.
I was thinking Raising Hope. That
Okay,
is not
good show.
the Midwest.
Stevens Point,
No.
apparently very popular,
Weird.
because this show, also set in Stevens Point, ran from 91 to 98. 160 episodes, 7 seasons. Honestly, didn't know it was set in Wisconsin when I used to watch it. It was part of the TGIF, you know, lineup with Sabrina and all them. Was
Okay.
about the blended families with Patrick something or other, was it? Not Patrick Warburton. Patrick Duffy. Patrick Duffy and Suzanne Summers were the husband and wife who got together and brought their kids together.
Like a cheaper by the dozen situation.
Very, very similar concepts. Very popular show.
Oh, yeah. I know what this is.
As a 90s
The hell is
aficionado.
it? Step, step by step.
There we go. I
That's
knew
it.
you. This is one of the few that I
Yeah.
figured you guys would get for certain.
Is that the one
Because,
where it started with them riding the roller coaster in the opening scene?
yes.
Got it.
Is that
Which
supposed to
is.
be Bay Beach?
I don't know. Because like I remember the starting with the song and like they're all like at the amusement park, like and they're riding the roller coaster.
That the guy
And
who shoots the teddy bear with the bow too in the beginning?
I think so. I don't know. But like it was
Cody
like
T-Bones or
step
whatever his name
by
was. Like,
step. Was that Sasha something or other? Sasha, like the
Baron
guy who
Cohen?
no, not Sacha Baron Cohen. So like
I need to watch
he was in
this.
a bunch of the kickboxer movies. Like he was not a good actor, but he was funny on the show
Okay.
because he was supposed to be stupid. That worked in his favor. But I honestly watched a lot of that show. I don't think I ever knew it was set in Wisconsin.
Yeah, what the hell? This is nowhere in Wisconsin. That's
Right.
close to Six Flags. They might have
But
been
the thing
on
is, like,
vacation in Gurnee, France.
but isn't the because the thing that threw me off was like I'm pretty sure like the roller coaster or whatever was like next to like the beach.
It kind of looks like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like riding a water ride.
Yeah, like it, and I don't remember them ever like I'm trying to remember like winter episodes or like you know. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's been a long time since I watched Step by Step, but it was like, I mean, I think I came across it. It was a Wisconsin show like a couple years ago. But when I was doing this, I'm like, that's right. This show was somehow set in, like,
Stevens
it,
Point.
yeah, Stevens, which is weird that there have been two shows set. All right.
I think
You
it's
two.
actually Port Washington.
Oh, Port Washington.
Yeah.
Did I write that down wrong?
They had a little sign in the opening
Oh,
credits.
okay. Port Washington. Well, isn't Stevens Point and
Well,
Port Washington next to each other?
they're both like far up there, but I think they're like different sides.
That's
Okay.
the only reference to Wisconsin is a sign at the
Because
beginning.
Port Washington's kind of a like a richer neighborhood part of Milwaukee, right? Or like above Milwaukee, like a more of an
Yeah.
affluent neighborhood. Okay.
And Stevens Point is over, like, if you're heading, like, toward Madison,
Oh,
like,
okay.
over, like, near La Crosse, kind of on that direction.
All right. Well, I guess you shouldn't trust everything that I say then. So,
Yeah,
but even so, like I was like, what? That doesn't. Okay. I mean, they definitely don't make it a point to talk about being in Wisconsin a lot in that show. All right. This one, was, I don't know how they expected it to last very long. So it only lasted for 11 episodes. 1 year was a live action. It was in 95, set in Milwaukee. Corbin Burnson plays an egotistical baseball player named Roger Dorn. I mean, Brett Sooner, sidelined by the strike of 94, so he becomes a sports reporter.
Sounds like Major League.
Yeah, exactly, which is why I made the Roger. But yeah, so he's Brett Sooner. Richard Kind, Stephen Tobolowsky, and John O'Hurley are in it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So kind of an all-star cast, but like wouldn't you think like as soon as the strike is over he would go back to being a baseball player?
Right.
Like
You would
anyway.
think.
So what are we going to call this show? What are we going to call it?
I
I guess
oh, Major League Blues.
whole new ball game. Whole new ball game.
Okay.
All
There's an older
right.
bar game.
This one might not be
Good.
might well no it I mean I think well I'm not sure if you watched it but I know one of our tangential members of the group have. So I'm not sure it counts though, because it's another one of those Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. type. It ran for 327 years, 327 episodes, 15 seasons. It was live action from 05 to 20. Was set
Oh.
in various places in Wisconsin. It was about some brothers that were doing.
Is that Supernatural?
Yeah, there we go. Supernatural.
Ah.
I'd say I know they've had different, like, been in different Wisconsin towns.
Yeah, they were apparently that again. I was like, I don't know if it counts, but
I
tell me
watched
they
that
did a Bray
show.
Road thing. They probably did at least one episode on Bray Road, I would assume.
I don't remember anything with Bray Road.
Did you watch it or was that Tony?
Both. More
Oh,
so,
okay.
I think I watched it longer than he did.
Oh, okay. So I seem to remember him always talking about it, but I didn't. But all right, this one was just recent. It was in 2022. It was a 1 year show. Like, I'm not sure they planned on doing more than one season. It was on Netflix, set in Milwaukee. It was about a serial killer.
Dahmer?
There we go.
Do you watch that?
No, I didn't.
No, me neither.
I
Yeah.
didn't. As like, I don't have. I know a lot of people were like, "Oh, they're romanticizing serial killers." So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just like I've learned enough about Dahmer to not need to watch a TV show about him. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's
Like,
fair.
all right. This one only lasted for 1 year. It was Hulu's first scripted TV show. It was in
Ooh.
2012, set mostly in Madison, but all around Wisconsin. It was a mockumentary series about a Senate campaign.
Oh shit. I remember what this, I remember seeing this, but what was it called?
Come on, Jeremy. You want me to stall
Oh.
for
Oh, come on.
you? Or vamp a little bit.
I can picture the trailer. Go,
Oh
I don't
man.
know. I don't know.
I'm not sure what Hulu is.
Battleground. Battleground. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
The campaign.
Campaign.
Okay. The
That was a good
campaign.
movie.
Was that one, was the campaign set in Wisconsin?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't do movies. Movies we'll do it if this goes over well and we want to, I'll try to do movies. But that one
I mean,
seemed
even if it doesn't go over well and it's something we want to do, we'll do
that's true.
it.
It's never stopped us before. Okay, this one is a reality show that was set entirely in Wisconsin in La Crosse. It was inspired by Glee, about an adult community show. Was 8 episodes, 1 year in 2013.
It was inspired by Glee.
Yeah, it was about an adult community show in La Crosse. I think it was also inspired by Pitch Perfect.
Oh, God.
But you know,
All
between the
right.
two.
Bars and tones or something.
Ooh.
Hmm?
Let's go with songs and salutes.
Off pitch. Off pitch is what I was looking
Hmm.
for.
Off pitch.
Right. And then the last one, 10 episodes, 1 year, live action, 2016 to 2017, set in Milwaukee, but kind of also around the country, but mainly Milwaukee. Was a sci-fi show where corporations have taken over the government due to climate change for some reason. The premise seemed really strange. Like, because of climate change, the government failed and Walmart bought everything. You know, I don't know. But the corporate, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon produced it, but they were not in it. It was apparently not very good. It only lasted for the 1 year. Although sci-fi does have a habit of canceling things really quickly, so maybe it was great.
I got nothing here. It was sci-fi about climate problems.
It was about corporations
Oh God, even worse.
taking over because of climate change, but corporations were taking over.
We're gonna go with corporate greed.
I'll just say, welcome to Money Town.
Incorporated,
Nice.
yeah. So, all
Good one.
right. I think that was everything. It was quite a lot of.
We came up, if that was the last of the shows,
Yes.
we had 19 incorrect and 10 correct.
Okay. All right.
So about, what would that be, 30% almost?
That's better than I thought.
I do think that some of the show, the names that you guys came up with were better than what they named them. But I think it's very weird, and I didn't do any research in knowing whether or not, like, how many TV shows, because I feel like most TV shows are like set in New York or California. You know, so
not
I don't
a lot
know.
of Midwestern stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how many are set, you know, anywhere else. I mean, they're just, you know, Vegas happens a lot, I think. But I think New York, Miami, LA, you know, just seems to get a lot of attention. So it's kind of nice that
Texas.
I don't know. I mean, I know some, I mean, obviously Dallas, you know, but you know, so it's kind of nice that, you know, I guess when they think middle America, they're like, oh, let's Wisconsin, you know. So we've gotten a handful of shows. But
More than I would have thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one thing that I did discover is that, I mean, from the early days of TV, going back to, you know, 1954, Wisconsin was getting, you know, representation on the tube.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, pretty good. You know, pretty good. I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say that of all the shows that were on That 70s Show is probably my favorite of all of the Wisconsin based TV shows, followed by Step by Step. I mean, a lot of one season shows, two season shows, but you know, I think what I do remember of Happy Days, I enjoyed. I don't think I watched as much Laverne and Shirley as I did Happy Days.
I don't think I really watched a lot of either of those two shows.
Well, part of me thinks I watched a lot of Happy Days back when I was a kid because, you know, we only had four channels.
Yeah.
You know, five or six, if you were lucky, it was a good day. Maybe you got a channel from the, you know, the next town over, you know.
You'd have to rotate the antenna.
Well, because as I was growing up, like, you had ABC, NBC, CBS. ABC, NBC, CBS. Those three. And then Fox in the late 80s became a thing. And Fox almost died. Had it not been for The Simpsons, Fox would have been dead. Like, Fox owes its entire existence to The Simpsons, followed very closely by Married with Children. But, like, The Simpsons literally saved Fox from dying in an early stage. I mean, Fox used to do a lot of crazy stuff like Herman's Head and you know, some pretty crazy shows. Maybe one day we'll do an episode just on, like, the early days of Fox. They did a Chris Elliott show where, like, I think he died in every episode. Like, that was, like, the whole, like, right. It was, like,
Groundhog's Day?
No,
Happy,
like,
Happy Death Day?
No, it was, oh, it was so weird. I really liked it. But, I mean, Chris Elliott has always been weird, but enjoyable. What was that show called? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So, you know, I feel like there was probably a time in my life where I watched a lot more Happy Days and, you know, that kind of stuff, because it was the only thing on. Like, I used to watch Gilligan's Island. I mean, I would still watch Gilligan's Island now, but it was, you know, because you had the three major networks, then the fourth that showed up towards the end of, you know, the 80s. And then you had like two or three just local networks that only showed like whatever random program they could afford, which would have been, you know, old 60s, 70s sitcoms and, you know, syndicated, you know, whatever syndicated shows were going around at the time. I mean, that would have been in the late 80s, early 90s, that would have been Hercules and Xena and Relic Hunter, and, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's what, you know, like that weird talk show that we talked about, the My Talk Show. Like, that's the kind of show that would show up on those networks. Like, every so often you'd find like a new show that, like, for whatever reason, the networks ignored it, but they had enough money to get it out, so they would just syndicate it.
Yeah, I remember having, I think I had nine channels before cable. And I remember watching a lot of reruns of Three Stooges.
Yeah. Jeremy, have you ever lived a life without
cable? We didn't
have
a lot of channels.
No, I don't think so. I think I've always had cable.
I didn't have cable until 96. So, you know, there was a, yeah, and that probably helped also watching a lot of stuff. because like you just had to watch whatever you could find, like it's Saturday afternoon. We've got, and if it was raining, that really maybe cut down what you could pick up that day. Like it was a nice, clear day. Like when we moved to Atlanta, it was nice because TBS was a local network then. Like it wasn't just a cable channel because Ted Turner was like, I love Atlanta. TBS was center. So like you could at least watch like whatever was on. It was kind of like cheating a little bit because you got kind of like a cable channel. But, yeah. So yeah, I don't even remember how many channels we actually had, but if it was more than nine, I would have been so shocked. Maybe in Atlanta we had more than nine just because it's such a major city.
Because I
But
was trying to think of them as you were talking, and we had 4, 6, 10, 12, 18, 24, 36, 41, if you aim the antenna right, and 58. Because 41 is where I'd watch the Stooges.
Well, this is probably something that Jeremy never had to do. It back in the day, some of the TVs had little dials where like you would like twist to like, catch, like some channels would come in, but like you had to like adjust the vertical and the horizontal to like get the channel to like come in right. Like you had your antenna up on the roof, like that didn't move, so
Ours
you know, but
swiveled. We had a big dial that you'd have to turn, and it would actually like swivel the antenna.
I have one of those boxes here in my house currently because the guy who I bought it from had it, and I've just never unhooked it because I see no reason to. But I've never actually gone out to check to see if it moves if I move the dial.
Ours would sway it so you could aim it to different areas.
But this man set up a big old TV on my roof, and it's big enough, and I'm close enough to Chicago that I get Milwaukee and Chicago channels. So I
Nice.
get a lot of just like if my internet goes down, there's a lot of channels that I can still watch. It's annoying because like you got to flip through, but still. But that's Mil that is hopefully those of you who don't live in Wisconsin enjoyed our trip through the history of TV in Wisconsin. If you want us to do your state, tell us. We won't, but tell us.
Yeah, what's the most popular show from your state?
Yeah,
Set in
what
your state?
I've lived in almost as many states as you two have been to. I've lived in nine and you guys have only been to like 14, so
Sounds like you have a problem or a criminal
well
record.
a
I mean, I've
criminal
told you that
record.
my name is Nicholas and you just believe me, but
That's true.
all right. Anyway, on to our favorite segment. What have we been watching?
Oh, yeah. What have we been watching?
Yeah,
Just to
football.
stretch this episode out that much longer.
The Green Bay Packers, also the greatest franchise set in
All right.
Wisconsin.
All right. I finished Twisted Metal today.
Okay.
I only think I got through the first two episodes, and then I don't know what happened.
It's enjoyable. It's a lot of fun.
I seen when he met Sweet Tooth, and then I just kind of stopped.
I think
Did
I'll
you not
stick with the
enjoy it, or
game.
did
I did
Did
enjoy it.
oh, okay.
I watch things and I just get sidetracked and I forget to go back to them.
I have never really played the game. Like I think I played one of them, but isn't Twisted Metal a PlayStation game?
Yes.
Yes. So I don't know where I was somewhere that had a PlayStation. I played it a lot for one day. And it was a lot of fun. But Twisted Metal doesn't really have a story so much as just like you pick a car and drive around and destroy stuff. Yeah.
Every character has a story. So if you beat the game with them, there is a story that you get to watch
Oh, okay.
with each character. I don't know what the like they get like a wish or they get something.
Okay. Yeah, because they, since you haven't watched it, we won't talk much about it because I have questions. So watch the rest of it so we can talk about it.
All right.
I've also been burning through. I've now in the last couple of weeks watched 5 seasons of Top Chef, so I've kind of given up on watching all new stuff, and I'm now addicted to Top Chef. So,
I saw Strays. That
is
was
that?
funny.
Oh, it is funny because I mean, I thought it looked awful, but I figured I'd watch it when
Well,
it comes on like Netflix.
yeah.
or whatever streaming it will be on.
Right.
It was funny. It was dumb funny. But
it kind of reminded me of Sausage Party, where I was like, man, this looks funny. I want to go see it. And then I rented Sausage Party, or when it came on Netflix, I watched it and I was like, wow, this is terrible. All right, but Stray's got a... All right, okay, you've given it a vote of confidence enough for me to watch it when I can stream it.
If you like, if you like the devil's lettuce, you might like Stray's.
Oh, well then.
But I don't know. That's just a guess. I'm just guessing. It would enhance it, probably, I'm guessing. Oh,
okay. All right, then.
Yeah.
I mean, although, you know, I do enjoy... for being a non-stoner and someone who's never indulged, I do seem to enjoy a lot of stoner comedy. So
that's fair.
I've been playing a lot of Starfield. That's the other thing on my list.
What? All right, give me a quick synopsis of Starfield.
Skyrim in space.
Like, does it? Is it a like? Is there a story? Or
yes, okay. There's a lot of story. That's like you get sidetracked every minute with something else to do. It's just. Have you ever played Skyrim?
No.
Okay. Have you ever played Fallout or like any Bethesda game? It's like any Bethesda game.
Okay. I've played a little Fallout, but not a lot.
Okay. It's like that. I would compare it to those or like Oblivion. Like it's like you're just, it starts out, you try to find these artifacts, but I mean, there's a billion different plots everywhere. It's a lot because there's like different planets. There's 1,000 different galaxies and they each have their own different planets that you can visit, but there's like main planets with actual like towns on them. And that's where like the main missions happen. And then some of the other planets are just like for gathering resources and shit, but it's awesome. It's like, they should be proud of what they put together. It's a massive game.
I've heard a lot of good things about it. I've been tempted, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. I enjoy games that have a long story and a lot of side quests, like Arkham Asylum or Tomb Raider. Okay, maybe I'll give it a shot.
I've been playing for 24 hours and I haven't scratched the surface yet.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, if you like doing a lot of fetching and side quests, that's definitely this kind of game. There's a lot of good, the combat's pretty good too. I mean, it's at its core, it's a first person shooter with RPG elements.
I got nothing. I don't have anything else. Anybody else got anything they want to bring up before we call it a day?
No.
Not
okay. All right, then. If you're not from Wisconsin, stupid never walks alone.
Yeah.
All right.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.